我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在我们人最软弱的时候，你就显明你是叫人刚强的主。
Because when man is the weakest, Lord, you manifest that you are the God of strength.
在从前的圣徒们身上，你是这样做工。
This is how you worked in the saints in the past.
在今天，我们仍然活在地上的人，仍然是照着你这个心意来跟随。
And today, we who are living and still continuing to follow this will.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow our head and
因为你实在是我们的主。
Because you're truly our Lord.
你允许我们走过软弱。
And you allow for us to go through weakness.
你却是软弱的里边给我们学功课。
But in among our weakness, you let us learn our lessons.
要叫我们知道，从己出来，而进到你的里面，那是唯一的方法，脱离人的愚昧。
And so that we know that departing from ourselves and entering into you, that's the only way to depart from our foolishness.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着大卫所经历的事情，引我们也回头来看到我们自己是如何在你面前跟随你的教宗。
And through David's experiences, Lord, you let us see how we should follow your footsteps.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们再次来读诗篇的时候。
And this evening, when we once again read the Psalms.
我们仰望主，要把诗人智慧和启示的灵更多的赏给我们。
And we look to our Lord to give us even more of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们实在有一个敞开的那个心思来等候你向我们说话。
So that we have an open mind to wait for you to speak to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
带领我们下边的时间。
May you guide our times that follows.
叫你的荣耀显在我们中间。
That your glory be manifested among us.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们实在感谢主。
And we truly thank the Lord.
因为从诗篇的里面，主给我们一直看到，不只是诗篇的文字上面给我们所接触到的一些属灵的功课。
Because from the Psalms, the Lord let us see not only from the words, the letter of the words, to let us touch upon spiritual lessons.
他很实际的，借着诗篇里面的作者，其中最多的是大卫，他的经历引进他生命的成长，也做了很清楚的来描述。
And but he let us see through those authors in the Psalms, and most of the Psalms are written by David, and through his experience, and let us see his growth.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为我们这样来看诗篇的时候，我们就我特别提醒弟兄姊妹们要注意一件事。
And especially remind the brothers and sisters to take note of one thing.
整本圣经都有这样的记录的光景。
And there is such recording throughout the entire Bible.
我们打开圣经，头一个就是创世纪。
And when we open up the Bible, the first book is Genesis.
最末了的一个是启示录。
And the last book is Revelation.
并且我们也看到，从创世纪开始，一直好像是一个历史的发展的记录。
And starting from Genesis, it seems like it's a recording of the development of history.
弟兄姊妹们不能这样看。
But brothers and sisters don't look at it that way.
因为这样看的时候，我们就会发觉好多的事情在我们心思里头就产生难处。
And because if we look at it in such a way that we will have, we'll come up with problems in our heart.
我们留意到，在我们的很自然的感觉里，圣经就是被按照历史的发展，就着历史那个实际来做了记录。
And in our natural mind, we will think the Bible is a recording of history.
不,
but it's not.
你发觉许许多多的地方，它是有那个历史的事实在那里。
And you find in many places there are history in there.
但是它不是根据历史的时间来做记录。
But it's not based on the chronological time, the time in history.
这一点是非常的重要。
To record, and this is very important.
常常你在读到神的话，你看见神到某一个时间就回不头来，说以过往的事情。
And very often when you read God's words, you see that at certain time, God will go back in time and speak of things in the past.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一点给我们有一个很好的帮助。
And this is something that's very helpful to us.
啊，因为他神让我们留意到，我们不是凭着字句来记录神的话。
And because let us see that we are not recording God's words based on the letters of
the words. 我们是要按照神说话的目的和神的心意的发表来留意圣经的记录。
And we have to pay attention to the Bible according to the will of God, the purpose of His speaking.
那又是这一次我们从大卫的他所经历的事情来转入到诗篇去的时候，这个情形就很多出现了。
And this happened especially many times when we read the psalm based on the things that happened to David.
因为圣灵不是从历史的次序来去发表一个人生命的学习。
Because the Holy Spirit is not recording the growth of one's life according to chronological order.
它是从人的实际的经历去发表生命的成长的过程是怎么走过来。
And he is using the practical experiences of a person to show how this growth of life is about.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这次我们看到大卫的那些事的时候。
And this time when we read about the matters of David.
你就看到一个很有意思的事。
And you find something very interesting.
因为你看从大卫所发表的那个事情来说呢，
And you see the matters expressed by David.
有些时候你就觉得有些是有题目的，但是你觉得那个题目好像和诗篇里边说的话并不完全一致。
And sometimes you find titles in certain psalms, but then you find the titles is not really going according to the content.
比方我们继续从三十章那里头提一提。
And for example, we will go from Psalm 30.
那我们一回到三十章里面去的时候，
If we go back to Psalm 30,
你就看到大卫在那里说什么呢？
And what did David say there?
他说大卫在献殿的时候写这一首诗。
It says this is a psalm written at the dedication of the house by David.
我们就觉得有点稀奇了。
And then we will find it very puzzling.
大卫哪里有献殿的事情发生过？
And that's no such thing of David dedicating the house or the temple.
但这里他并不是说大卫在那里献殿。
But here it's not actually talking about David dedicating the temple.
啊，大卫在这里实在是什么呢？是在发表他怎么要想起为神造一个居所在地上。
And what is it trying to tell us? It's telling us how David was thinking how to build a dwelling place for God on earth.
啊，当然这个神的居所的源头是从会幕那里开始。
But of course, the origin of this dwelling place of God is starts from the tabernacle.
但是大卫在这里。
But here, David.
很清楚地知道一件事。
And he knew one thing very clearly.
他在神的带领的底下，管理的底下，一直从非常卑贱的那个光景。给神提升到一个做了君王的人。
That is under God's guidance and His government, He rose from a very humble situation to someone to the king.
那所以从他自己个人的经历来说呢， 他是从一无所有到很丰富的所有。
In his experience, he is someone from having nothing to having abundance.
那当他活在这个丰富的所有的里面，他就想起神的约柜还在，神的柜幕还在外头。
And while he's in his abundance, he thought of God's tabernacle still in somewhere else.
啊，他心里头不平安。
And he did not have peace with it.
他说就齐了那个要建造圣殿的事情。
So he had this desire to build a temple.
但是神没有答应他这一个献上。
But God did not accept this heart of his.
那他神在大卫的身上就告诉他，因为你是一个战士，你流人血很多，如果用你这一双流人血的手来建造神的殿，不大合宜。
And God did not accept his offer because God said to him, because you're a warrior and your hands are full of people's blood.
我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
神把话说得很清楚。
And God was very clear in his words.
神把大卫，你从前是这样过来，现在你要往高处去多走一步。
And God told David, you were like this before, and now you are going higher and higher.
这个在你这一个人的身上来说，不是太合适。
And for you, this is not quite appropriate.
那么我就要把你这个心意迟延一点点，等到你的儿子所罗门的时候，我才让他替我的名建造圣殿。
So I'd like you to delay this desire of yours, and we'll wait till your son Solomon grows up, and he will build the temple.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当神这样给大卫提过以后啊。
After God mentioned this,
大卫就写了这一首诗。
And then David wrote a psalm.
这一首诗主要的内容是什么呢？
What is the theme of the psalm?
上次我们特别提过了。
And last time we already mentioned it.
不过我们从上次提的时候就没有提的更多，比较多一点。
But we didn't mention too much about it last time.
但是我们现在这里再补充一点意思上去。
But now we like to supplement a little bit in the meaning.
虽然神拒绝大卫为他建殿，
even though God rejected for David to build a temple for him,
但是大卫却没有忘记他在面前蒙恩的经过。
But David did not forget how he was blessed before God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
从大卫的身上。
From David.
他经过神许多的管教。
That he had experienced many disciplines from God.
但是他没有在神面前问神，你为什么管教我？
But he did not ask God and say that God, why do you discipline me?
因为他自己里面知道。
Because he knows from within.
神给他的管教不是没有原因的。
The disciplines are not without reasons.
是有原因的。
And they are of reasons.
有些时候是因为他停在那里不往前。
And sometimes because he stopped at a certain point and did not go further.
而另一种光景，就是他给罪或者给自己捆绑了，所以要想往前走也没有力气往前走。
And other times he was bound by sin or by himself, so even though he wanted to go forward, he could not.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在大卫里面非常的清楚。
And God showed it to David.
所以在三十章里边，他就特别提到这样的话。
So that's why he made these mentioned about these words in Psalm 30.
什么话呢？
What are these words?
因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽然有哭息，早晨便必欢呼。
For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫是走过许许多多不容易的路程。
And David has walked past many difficult ways.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在大卫走过，他感觉是很难以承担的事情的时候，他发觉一件事。
And after David has experienced something it's hard for him to bear, he discovered one thing.
神陪伴着他。
That God was keeping him company.
那因着陪神的陪伴。
And because of God's companionship,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看到三十篇的那里边，你就很清楚地看到大卫说出他里面的感觉。
And in Psalm 30, you can see very clearly David is expressing his feelings from within.
那是十一节那里所提到的。
And it's mentioned in verse 11.
你已将我的哀哭变为跳舞，将我的麻衣脱去，给我披上喜乐。
You have turned for me my mourning to dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness.
弟兄姊妹，你从字里行间你看到大卫一生的经历就是如此。
And brothers, you can tell from the words that this is the life of David.
太多外面的事情让他感觉到他喜乐不来啊。
And there are many outward things that cause him that to not be able to be joyous.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
慢慢他发觉神陪伴着我。
Gradually he found that God was keeping him company.
神扶持着我。
That God was sustaining me.
神用他的手来约束我，也带领我。
And God was using his hands to constrain me and also to guide me.
那么因此才达到这样的一个结果。
And that's why he came to this ending.
神将我的哀哭变为跳舞。
That he has turned my mourning into dancing.
将我的麻衣脱去，给我披上喜乐。
God has loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness.
好叫我的灵歌颂你。
So that my soul may sing praises.
所以他就在那里说了很深长的一句，不是叹息，而是赞叹。
So he spoke from within very deeply, but it's not a sigh, but it's a feeling.
他说耶和华最末了的那句，耶和华我的神啊，我要称谢你直到永远。
And the very end, he said, "O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever."
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么当我们从这一点一直往下看。
And from this point on, if we continue to read on.
我们已经看是越过了三十一篇、三十二篇这两篇，我们没有太细的去读进去。
We skimmed over Psalm 31 and 32. We didn't go into details.
但是有一件事情我们是很清楚的。
But that's one thing that we are very clear about.
大卫晓得。
David knew.
要在神的面前走蒙了恩典的路。有一个条件。
In order to walk on a path that is full of grace, there is a condition.
什么条件？
What is this condition?
不要受环境的影响。
Do not be affected by the environment.
要注意的是里面向着神的心思是怎样。
What we need to pay attention to is from within, what is our heart toward God.
我们 上次就特别提到，末了的时候好像吧。新约里面所说到的那一个恩膏的教训点了一点出来。
And last time we mentioned, it seems like it has brought forth the teaching of the anointing in the New Testament.
就引出一个很明确的一个劝勉。
And there is an exhortation that is brought forth very evidently.
他说我们不要像无知的骡马。
And it says, do not be as horse or as mule.
那是三十二章三十二篇的第九节。
Which is recorded in Psalm 32, verse 9.
不像骡马，就要怎么做呢？
And don't be like as a whore or as a mule, then what should you do?
就要学习做一个服神权柄的人。
We need to learn to be someone who is submissive to God's authority.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从大卫的经历里面，他懂得一件事，什么时候我们活在神的旨意里头，神的祝福不会，一定不会离开我们。
And in David's experience, he has learned this lesson. Whenever we live in God's will, God's blessing will not depart from us.
如果我们是学会了单独的依靠耶和华，
If we learn to solely trust in the Lord,
他就说出了耶和华的必有慈爱四面围绕他，那是第十节。
And he said that in verse 10, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为提到这一件事。
And because this is mentioned.
我也十分清楚地了解到我过去年幼的时候所发生的事情。
And I am very clear about something that happened when I was young.
那是我不懂。
At that time, I didn't understand.
没有那个心思需要弄懂。
And I did not have a desire to try to understand.
那个时候还年幼。
At that time, I was very young.
读初中的时候。
And it's when I was in middle school.
没有那么深入和广阔的去留意到神手的工作。
And I was not able to have a broad and deep understanding of the work of God.
那时是什么时候呢？
So when did it happen?
日本人侵略中国的时候。
It was during the time when the Japanese invaded China.
我们从广州就跑到广西去避难。
And we ran from Guangzhou to Guangxi.
起初还没有什么。
In the beginning, it was nothing special.
因为日本人对广西还没有力量。去攻打吧。
And at that time, the Japanese was not in the position to attack Guangxi.
但是最后一年呢，就是抗战的第八年呢。
But at the end of those 8 years of fighting the Japanese,
那个时候整个世界的局势都起了好大的变化。
And that was a great change in terms of the condition of the whole world.
那一个时候。起初的时候，西方的国家很显然就分成两个集团。
And in the beginning, the Western countries, very clearly they were divided into two.
一个就是西方现在所说的，以美国、英国。法国那么这几个欧洲的国家来做一边。
So one group was led by countries like the United States, Britain and France.
然后其他呢是德国、意大利和日本三个国家又结成另外一个集团。
And then another group was formed by Germany, Italy and Japan.
弟兄姊妹，你稍微懂得当时的历史的话，你就知道这个德国、意大利跟日本所连接起来的那一个武力是实在不得了。
And if you kind of know the history at that time, you know the power created by Germany, Italy and Japan was indeed very great.
但是到了最末后的一年呢？
But at the last year,
德国垮了。
Germany fell.
意大利也垮了。
And Italy also fell.
只剩下日本。
And all it left was
Japan. 但日本就没有接受投降的这样的一个心思。
But Japan did not have the desire to surrender.
他还想在这个世界上面要打开一条路，可以和德国、意大利。
And Japan still wants to have a way out and to once again connect with Germany and Italy.
所以在中国抗战的第八年，日本人就发动一次的大攻势，要把中国一直连到欧洲的那条路打通。
So at the last of the 8 years, Japan wants to open up this way and invade China so that it can open up a way from China all the way through to Europe.
所以他们就不是这样起初一直是靠近沿海这一个地方来展示他的武力。
So they no longer only focus on the area that's closest to the sea.
但是到了最末后的一年呢
But at the very last year,
他为了要打通这一条路啊，就从沿海的地区就向中国的内陆去扩展。
So in order to open up this way, it started from the coastal areas to go inside China.
这一个扩展呢，当然第一个目标就是要把四川的重庆打下来。
And for this expansion, the first goals were Sichuan and Chongqing.
就是因为那个时候中国的政治中心是在那里。
Because that was the political center for China at that
time. 但是你进到四川的这一带地方，那已经是进到中国的内地了。
Because if you go into Sichuan, it's already the inner part of China.
你要打通一条路，不能说我只是占据了几个点就可以。
And if you want to attack and open up these ways, it's not just a few places.
他们要把这个占领的面要扩大到一个好大的面积。
And they have to expand the areas where they occupy to a bigger area.
所以在那一个时候呢，广西也都完了。
So at that time, Guangxi was taken.
广西在那个时候几乎全省都给日本的军队来到了。
And so, almost the entire area of Guangxi was invaded by the Japanese army.
那是好多人家都从大城市往商圈的地区来疏散。
So a lot of people will run from the big cities to the countryside.
那是我们是因为一些亲戚的关系，我们就也从城市地区迁到广西的一个不算偏僻，但是也并不是一个很注意的地方。不可惜的就是他在日本人进军这个路线上面。
And so because of some connections of relatives, we also moved from the cities of Guangxi to a comparatively speaking more remote area.
那是我们已经从那里地区的乡下的地方再往山区里面去逃避了。
So we were fleeing from the countryside to an even more remote area.
但是那个时候在我们逃难的那个地区呢，许多从城市里头往乡村里边去逃难的人都碰到一个结果。
So while we're running, a lot of people who are also running would come to this end.
什么结果呢？
What is this?
广西当地的那些一些人，
The local people of Guangxi.
和事情不太容易说得清楚，但是这样提，弟兄姊妹，也许你能领会和那个时候的所在中国这方面看有另外一个政权在中国建立起来了，那个就是汪精卫所带领的那一个政府。
And it's hard to explain the details, but at that time another political power rises in China is the people who belong to 汪精卫。
他们的军队也跟着日本的军队来打仗。
The army would follow the Japanese army and fight.
日本人也有一个计划，他打到什么地方，就让这些中国人去接管那个地方的政权。
And the Japanese plans was that wherever they invaded, they would let those Chinese people take control of the area.
他们就只管往前去就是了。
And they would just take care of keeping on invading.
在这种混乱的局面的底下。
And under such kind of chaos,
那是从各处逃难到，不只是只是一个地方，是我们知道这个是全面性的一种光景。
And so this is a general condition in China.
那是本地，那些本地人啊，就起来抢劫那些逃难的人。
The local people would rise up and try to rob those who are running.
当然这些逃难的人是没办法来应付这个情形。
And they tried to rob the refugees, and the refugees could not stand them.
在我所认识的当中，没有一家人不给当地的人抢劫的一空二洗。
So from all the people I know, none of them was exempt from being robbed by the local people.
但是很稀奇一件事。
But very amazingly,
我们这一家人没有受到任何的骚扰。
And our family was not bothered.
你怎么解说这个事？
And how do you explain this?
你没办法能了解，能说得清楚这个事。
And you cannot explain this.
但是我们就知道。有一件事情是其他逃难的人没有的。
And we know that there's one thing that we have that the other refugees don't have.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
但是我们虽然是逃难。
Even though we were running as refugees.
但是我的父亲，我的母亲，他们两个人，特别是我妈妈，他们在神的面前是一个非常寻求神的人。
And my father and my mother, especially my mother, were someone who truly seek after God.
在那样的光景的底下，他们知道除了祷告仰望神以外，没有别的方法能逃避那一个困扰。
And they knew, apart from praying, looking to God, there's no way to escape the situation.
但是我们虽然走到乡下，走到山区里头，但是我们家里头呢，有母亲在那里带起，当然没有逃难的时候已经是这样，不过就是逃难的时候呢，也没有因为逃难而终止那件事。什么事呢？晚上我们先是都在家里一同先合起来祷告，读圣经，一点点的交通的话，然后才去休息。
So we as a family never stopped. It started a long time ago, but even when we were running, we never stopped praying, getting together, reading the Bible before we went to sleep at night.
那么在当时的情形里头啊，人家觉得稀奇，我们也觉得有点稀奇，为什么抢劫的事情没有碰到我们呢？
And at that time, people were amazed, and we ourselves are amazed that we did not come across robbery.
因为有一天我们在晚上祷告聚会祷告的时候，我妈妈就得着神的一句话，很清楚的在她的心思里。
One evening when we were praying together, gathering, my mother received some words very clearly from the Lord, and she shared with us.
那也就是诗篇上头的一个话。
Which is the words in the Psalms.
不过我们现在还没有读到。
But we are not there yet.
那句话怎么说呢？
What did those words say?
他说神要差遣天使在敬畏他的人的周围。
It says the Lord will send his angels to encamp around those who fear him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在那里说话了。
God was speaking.
叫仰望他的人听见了。
For those who look to him and to hear.
我们听见，但是我们不懂那些事情。
We heard it, but we did not understand.
因为那个时候，就算是我妈妈那一代的人，他们在属灵的认识上面还是非常幼稚的。
Because even for my mother's generation, the spiritual understanding was still very shallow.
我们是觉得，哎呀，神说要这样围绕我们，给我们保护。
And we felt that God told us that He would encamp around us and protect us.
其他的人家也是有这个感觉。
And other people would feel the same way.
怎么这么许多人都碰到这个危难？我很记得有一家是在海关做事的，他们也跟着他逃难到我们附近。那一天晚上，那个人来抢劫的时候， 真的是把他们什么东西都挂着。
And I especially remember there's a family who worked for the custom. They are following us and escaping at the same time. And one night those people came to rob.
连他们穿的身上的衣服都挂着。
Everything from them were taken away, even the clothes.
啊，那时是冬天。
And at that time it was winter.
那第二天我们就看。就留意到一件事。
And the second day we found out.
那个在海关里面做事的，那个人啊。
And the person who worked at the custom.
全家人都没衣服穿。
And the entire family lost the clothes.
那穿什么呢？
And they did not have any clothes to wear.
没衣服穿，怎么办呢？
In the winter time, they did not have any clothes.
一个很深刻的印象。
And that's a very deep impression.
他们就用以前那个米袋啊，就是装米，装大。米到市场买的那些那个米袋啊，连连结结起来就背在身上。
And they were using the bags that contain rice at in those days, and use those bags and sew them together and as clothing.
人家可以说是觉得为什么你们这一家人没有人来给你们骚扰呢
？And people may wonder why is your family not bothered?
你有什么理由说得清楚呢
？And we could not explain it.
后来有人就说了
，And later on, someone said,
不是说不做你们的，不打你们的主意。
It's not that they did not intend to rob you.
他们打你们的主意。
They had that intention.
但是他们不知道为什么是怎么一回事。
But without knowing why.
他说，他们说，就当要去骚扰你们的时候。我们就发觉在你们那里进进出出有好多穿白衣服的人在那里。
And they said that when they were about to attack you, they saw a lot of people getting in and out of your house wearing white clothing.
所以他们就不敢动手。
So they dare not to attack.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有些时候神的确是给我们预备一些遇到一些难处。
And sometimes God does allow for us to come across hardship.
但是那个难处不只是给我们经历到神的自己也实在让我们在认识神和我们中间的关系原来是到了那么紧密的一个地步
And those hardship not only let us experience God himself but also let us realize how close our relationship is with God
那所以我们才看到在三十一篇里面哦，大卫非常明显的在那里说：“你是我的磐，你是我的磐石，我的山寨，所以求你为着你名的缘故引导我、指点我，求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网罗，因为你是我的保障。”
So that's why in Psalm 31, verse 3 says, For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will pull me out of the net.
这一件事情继续发展下去。
So as it develops.
当时大卫能领会还是不能领会，我不敢说。
And I don't know whether David could understand or not.
但是神在他里面就是有这样的一个启示。
But there's such a revelation from God within him.
神不单是救你脱离这个外面肉身所碰上的事情。
And not only did God save you from external hardship.
他还要叫你的叫你的灵得蒙拯救，你知道我在你面前知道，你不但是救我脱离地眼见的难处，你也救我脱离那个罪和死的捆绑。
So that I know not only would you save me from external hardship, you also save my spirit and you save me from sin and death.
当然我们知道这一件事情当时对大卫来说是一个启示，而是不能成为实际的事实。
And of course, we know at that time this is a revelation to David. It's not a reality.
因为这个是新约的恩典。
Because this is a grace in the New Testament.
但神在那个时候就让大卫里面深深的体会得到神对我们担起责任。那个责任的范围有多大
？But God let David know that he is going to take his responsibility, and the boundary of this is very fast.
那所以在三十一篇的里头， 大卫在那个在这个这些经历所引出来的那个光照的底下，他就得出了一个非常非常叫人心里头能喜乐的一个事实。
So, and from the enlightenment that David received, that he has shown us something that would cause us to be very joyous.
那是三十一篇最末了的那一句话。
Which is the very last words in Psalm 31.
凡仰望耶和华的人啊，你们都要壮大，坚固你们的心。
Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord.
那是依照这样的事情，就带出三十二篇的里边所提到的，你们又学习做一个顺服的人。
And because of this, it brings forth what's mentioned in Psalm 32 that you need to be someone who's submissive to authority.
那当你们服在神的权柄底下的时候，
so、when you submit under God's authority,
神就用他奇妙的恩典来叫你们去经历到他的实际是如何的显明在我们的身上。
Then God will show His amazing grace and to show us how He would manifest in our midst.
那在这个时候呢？
And at this time,
你就看到一件很有意思的事。
And you'll find something very meaningful.
因为大卫在这里就特别提到什么事情呢？
Yeah, because David made special mention of one thing.
但是三十二篇开头那里。
In the beginning of Psalm 32,
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而骨头枯干，黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同他夏天的干旱。
Which is read from verse 1 to verse 4.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这一段话在旧约诗篇里面出来。
And brothers and sisters, take note that these words coming out from the Old Testament.
你说这一段不就是新约的时候神在神的儿女们身上所显明的那个恩膏教训的实际吗？
And isn't this the reality of what's manifested in the New Testament about the teaching of the anointing?
你能按照恩膏的实际来跟随？
If you could follow the reality of the anointing,
你一定在那里享用这个结果。
Then you will for sure enjoy this result.
神赦免其罪，又遮盖赦免他的赦免他的过犯，就遮盖他的罪。
That his transgressions will be forgiven and sin will be covered.
但是一个最要紧的事是什么呢？
But what is the most important fact?
懂得服在主的权柄的底下。
Someone who knows to submit under God's authority.
不要跟随自己的意思来行走。
And to not follow your own will.
要紧紧的靠着主来面对你所面对的各种各样的困扰。
But closely follow the Lord in order to face all kinds of hardship.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么所以那这一大段的经历都是大卫早期的时候所经过的。
So these experiences are experienced by David in his early stage.
我们有理由明确地说，这几篇诗篇都是大卫在他做完以后才写的诗篇。
And we have reasons to believe these psalms are written after David became king.
因为你看到每一首诗都是在那里提到教育灵长。
Because you see all these psalms that would mention they are given to the choir leader.
他不做王就不可能有灵长。
And if he wasn't the king, he would not have had a choir leader.
他做王了以后才会有灵长。
It was after he became king, then he had a choir leader.
所以你就晓得里面 所提到的事情都是他过去的事。
So that's why we know that these are the things of his past.
那就引出一个结果。
And it brings forth this result.
那就是很清楚的认定，神赦免其过，遮盖其罪的这个人是有福的。
And very clearly, he hold fast to this. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. We thank the Lord.
但是大卫在那个时候发表他里面的那种领会和仰望呢，不停在32篇。
But what David expressed, his understanding and how he looked to the Lord did not stop here.
32篇大卫是可以这样说，是借用了新约的恩膏的教训的那一个功课来指出他们该怎样学习活在神的面前。
And we can say that these words are borrowed from the New Testament about the teaching of the anointing to show them how to learn this lesson.
那当如果人生能按照这样的一个原则来在神面前走过来，
If we can walk according to this principle,
那就是说他们能按照新约的那一个原则来预先去支取神给他们的那一份赦免的恩典。
Which is to say, if they can go according to the teaching of the New Testament to appropriate God's forgiveness ahead of time.
或者说是用着那个原则的特性来显明神对他们的保护和引领。
Or using the characteristics of this principle to manifest God's protection and His guidance.
那么他们在神的面前一定是一个非常蒙福的人。
Then they will become someone who is very blessed before God.
所以就带出到32篇最末了的那个结论。那个结论是什么呢？你们是你们的义人，当依靠耶和华欢乐，欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。
So that brings us into the very last verse of Psalm 32. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous one, and shout for joy, all you have upright in heart.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当大卫带出了这样的一个好像结论性的体会的时候，
And when David brings forth this conclusion,
33篇好像就接上来把一个非常有福的结论在那里表达了。
And it seems like Psalm 33 continues to express this very blessed conclusion.
33篇那里说什么呢？
So what does it say in Psalm 33?
它是从这样的一个学习就引到更深一步知道神是谁。
And it's from this learning, it goes even deeper to know who God is.
人和神的关系是怎么建立起来？
And how is the relationship between God and man established?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那弟兄姊妹你留意了。
For instance, take note.
33篇的第一节。
The verse 1 of Psalm 33.
义人啊，你们应当靠耶和华欢乐。正直人的赞美是合宜的。你们应当弹琴称谢耶和华，用诗弦浅歌诗弦瑟歌颂他，应当唱他像新歌，弹得巧妙，声音洪亮。
We just read from verse 1 and 2 to 3.
弟兄姊妹你就知道在这里有好几件事情是值得我们去留意的。
And there are several things here that deserve our attention.
义人啊，你们应当喜乐。
O righteous ones, sing for joy.
这句话有点像腓立比书。
It's very similar to the words in the book of Philippians.
我们读新约腓立比书的时候，你看到神借着保罗上腓立比教会说的话，你们要喜乐。我再说你们要喜乐， 喜乐就是喜乐，你们要喜乐。
And we know God using Paul to write the book of Philippians to say to the saints, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
什么原因叫你们喜乐呢
？What's the reason to cause you to be rejoicing？
当时耶利米教腓立比教会是喜乐的还是不喜乐呢？
At that time, is the church at Philippians are they joyous or not?
我们读腓立比书的时候就很清楚看到。腓立比教会原来是个很喜乐的教会。
And when we read the book of Philippians, we know very well in the beginning it was a very joyous church.
那等到保罗写这个信的时候呢，他们失去了喜乐。
But at the time when Paul was writing these epistles, they lost the joy.
所以你看到保罗对他们一再的在哪里说，你们要喜乐。要喜乐
so、that's,
我再说你们要喜乐
And that's why Paul repeatedly say rejoice I say rejoice once again I say rejoice
为什么祷告就在那个时候会说出这些话
Why would Paul say these words at that time
腓立比教会发生了难处
The church at Philippi
这个难处
difficulty
你说他是很糟糕的难处那他也说不上
And if you say this difficulty is quite bad, it's not that bad.
但是你说，那既然说不上，那这样的难处不会给教会有任何的损害。
But then if you say it's not that serious and it would not cause any harm to the church,
不是。
Then that's not the case either.
虽然好像是并不是很明显的对教会起了那个损害的作用。
And even though it did not seem to have a very clear harmful effect to the church.
但是最低限度，他们在那个时候，弟兄姊妹中间喜乐不起来。
But at the very least, among the brothers and sisters at that time, they could not rejoice.
什么原因呢
？So what was the reason？
你也不能说他是坏原因。
And you could not say it's a very bad reason.
当然肯定是不可以说是。准确的原因。
But of course, you cannot say the reason is very accurate.
为什么？
But why is that?
当我们读腓立比书的时候，你非常清楚的看见一个事实。
And when we read the book of Philippians, you can see one thing very clear.
腓立比教会弟兄姊妹们从同心到不同心。
And the church of Philippi, the brothers and sisters going from being one into not having one heart.
为什么不同心呢
Why can they not be in one heart?
也不是为着，哎呀，在教会里头有什么利益可分啊？这个分配不公平，所以就产生这个不喜乐的。
And it's not because there is some unfairness in terms of interest in the church that caused them to not be able to rejoice.
不是。
It's not that.
不是这些。
It's not like this.
那腓立比教会怎么会不喜乐呢？
Then why would the church at Philippi lose its joy?
简单的来说。
To put it simply.
他们的弟兄们或者说在腓立比教会里面一些都带领服事的肢体们，他们乐在另外的一种的试探里。
We can put it this way: the leading brothers and sisters at the church at that time, they have fallen into a temptation.
不是为了得地上的好处的事情。
It's not about gaining the interest of the world.
是为了。他们在教会里头，他们服事的地位上
，But it's for the service.
产生了破口。
That's a gap. That's a hole in terms of the service at church.
这一个破口就影响了全教会，都受到难处。
And because of this gap, that affects the whole church to be in
the pressure. 那现在我们来看33篇。
So now we go back to Psalm 33.
弟兄们，你不要以为。三十三篇一开始的时候，那句话是很简单。
And brothers, do not take the first verse of Psalm 33 as something very simple.
因为你从字句上面来看的话呢， 那好像这个字句没有什么很特别。
Because if you're just looking at the letters of words, that's nothing special.
但是我想我把两三个字抽出来来念一念，你就发觉问题了。
But then if I pick out a few words, and then you see.
义人啊，你们应当喜欢乐。
Sing for joy, O you righteous ones.
有错吗？
Is anything wrong with it?
没有错。
Nothing wrong.
义人啊，你们应当喜乐。
O you righteous ones, sing for joy.
没有什么不妥当的事在哪里。
There's nothing inappropriate here.
不是。你读第一节的时候，你发觉一个非常大的问题在哪里。
But if you read verse 1, you find a very big problem here.
什么大的问题呢？
What is this big
problem? 喜乐是对的。
It's right to be joyous.
但是你凭什么喜乐？
But what do you base on to be joyous?
那这个就是那个关键的问题。
And that's the key factor.
我们如果完整的来读这一句，你就读出那个整个意思的那个事情。
If you read the whole sentence as a whole, then you'll find out.
义人啊，你们应当喜乐，为什么你们应当喜乐呢？因为你们是依靠耶和华来走过你们所走的路程。
And the righteous one, you should sing for joy. Why should you sing for joy? Because you are depending on the Lord to walk the path.
这个靠耶和华喜乐，也就是说，你跟这个喜乐的那个根据是什么？
To be joyous in the Lord tells us what is the basis of your joy.
前阵子在报纸上看到一个消息。
A while ago, I read the news in the newspaper.
有人中了那个一个大奖，就美国这边的一个大奖，什么不知我忘掉了什么。
Somebody has won a big prize in the United States.
他说起初得知这个消息，哎呀，感觉很喜乐了，因为我买了那一个彩票，那个彩票中奖了，而且是从赌场。
And the person said in the beginning I was very happy, very joyous because I won a big prize and this is the only, I'm the sole winner of this big prize.
但是那段新闻的末了很有意思。
But the end of this news was very interesting.
这个中奖的人在那里说。
And this person who won the prize said.
我中了奖以后。
After I won the prize.
我失去了生活上头的那个平静安稳。
I lost the peace and quiet in my life.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
一下子让我拿着那么许多的钱。
And all of a sudden I have so much money.
我怎么使用呢？这是第一个问题。
That's first problem is how do I spend this money?
他好像要怎么去使用那些钱都不知道。
It seems like he doesn't even know how to spend the money.
但是那个最不是最重要的原因。
But that's not the most important reason.
最重要的是什么呢？
What is the most important reason?
他发觉我自己个人的安全很受威胁。
He discovered that his safety was threatened.
许多人都看着某某人中了赌场，拿了那个几亿元美金。
And many people saw him as the sole winner of this prize with billions of dollars.
就会打他的主意。
And they would try to scam him.
他就会想到。
And then he would think.
那我要不要请保镖呢？
Should I hire some bodyguards?
我要不要买些什么保险呢？
Do I have to buy some kind of insurance?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
好像是要叫人很喜乐的事情，但是那个喜乐没有根基。
But something like this, it seems to cause joy for a person. This joy does not have a basis.
你可以一阵子欢乐。
And maybe for a little while you'll be happy.
但是那个欢乐不是真的是给你感觉平静安稳舒畅安息。
But this happiness would not bring you peace and quiet and rest.
那现在是大卫在这里就指出一个问题了。
Now here, David point out a fact.
我想应该还是大卫的诗篇。
And I think this is still a song written by David, even though it's not specifically mentioned.
因为它里面那个实际的光景应该是大卫的诗篇。
Based on the conditions mentioned, it should be David's psalm.
义人啊， 你们应当靠耶和华喜乐和欢乐啊。
Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous one.
赞美的是合宜的，你们应当弹琴称谢耶和华，用词弦诠释歌颂他，应当向他唱新歌。
And give thanks to the Lord with the lyre, sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings, sing to him a new song.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
But just take note.
这几句话就说出一个非常严肃的问题来。
These words tell of a very serious matter.
那什么问题呢？
And what is that?
那个问题就是说，你怎么靠耶和华喜乐？
Which is to say, how do you depend on the Lord to be joyous?
你能靠耶和华喜乐是根据什么？
And that you can be joyous in the Lord, what is the basis of it?
当然不是根据物质的丰富。
It's not based on material abundance.
也不是根据人在地上所有的一切好处。
And it's not based on all the things that man can have in the world.
他就指出了，你们那个，如果你是义人的话，你必须要留意到。你的喜乐是神自己。
And it points out, if you are a righteous person, you have to know your joy is the Lord Himself.
当然一看到神的自己的时候，你没有办法不喜乐。
And of course, if you see the God Himself, you cannot but to be joyous.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为你看，很清楚的会看到，在神所赐的一切的里面，没有让你感觉不平安。
Because you can clearly see among all the things that God gives, that none of them would cause you to lose your peace.
也没有叫你感得有一种这样的心思，我现在虽然是有了这一大批钱财，但是如果有更多更好。
And would not cause you to think that even though now I have this amount of money, but it would be better if I have more.
我记得啊，香港有一个好大的财主。
And I remember there's a very wealthy person in Hong Kong.
他手下的那个集团呢，就有许许多多的事业和企业。
And he has a lot of businesses and corporations under his name.
有一次人就问他说，
So one time somebody asked him,
你已经赚了那么许多，你还那么劳苦做什么呢？
And that you have already made so much money, why are you still so hardworking?
他的回答也很有意思。
And his reply was very interesting.
我现在并不是把着眼点放在那个财富在增加的问题。
And he said that my focus is not to increase my wealth.
我现在所注意的是什么呢？是一个财富的增加，而叫我感觉满足。
And what I'm paying attention to is because of the increase in my wealth that caused me to be satisfied.
他有那么许许多多的财富，还不满足啊？
So you say, is he still not satisfied with all the great wealth that he has?
别的一般小财主是不是有这个想法我不知道。
And I don't know whether people who are less wealthy would have this way of thinking.
这个人真的是称为大财主。
But this one is truly a great wealthy person.
他的财团所控制的那个企业遍布全世界。
And all those organizations, corporations under his control is throughout the world.
他还缺什么？
What else did he lack?
如果从物质观点上面来看，他什么都不缺。
From a material point of view, he is in lack of nothing.
但是在神的观察里头，你根本就不在一个不满足的光景里头来行走。
But under God's watching, he is actually in a very unsatisfying stage.
为什么？
And why is that?
神说，你要真正要得着喜乐，你只有一条路走。
And God said, if you really want to have true joy, there's only one way.
那就是依靠耶和华。
Which is to be in the Lord, or trust in the Lord.
你要依靠耶和华的话，
if you trust in the Lord,
你真能得着满足的喜乐。
And you will have this satisfying joy.
在福音书上，我们的主已经一再说过这样的话。
And our Lord in the gospel books repeatedly mentioned about this.
但是我们读到这里的时候， 还不能停止在这里。
But we should not stop here.
在这里说到你们应当喜乐。
Here it says,
靠耶和华喜乐。
Here it says, be joyous in the Lord.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
如果从外面来说啊。
Outwardly speaking.
啊，你看他这里，你要弹琴，要称谢耶和华，用十弦的十个歌颂，歌颂他。
It says, give thanks to the Lord with the lyre, sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings.
啊，你就看到了，神这样丰丰富富的恩待你，你在神面前还能保留什么呢？
You see that because God has treated you with such abundance, what can you reserve and not give him?
你没有什么可以保留。
You should not have any reservation.
但是你要知道。
But you need to know.
你这样的承受恩典。
The way you receive grace.
全是神的安排。
It's all because of the arrangement of God.
全是神的保障。
It's because of God's protection.
全是神做你们的盾牌。
And because God is your shield.
你一提到这几个点的时候。
And when you mention about these points,
你就留意到了那个盾牌也好，山寨也好，磐石也好。
And you know that whether it's the fortress, the shield, or the rock,
乃是说出这一个人在神的面前是完全给神来包围的。
And this is telling us this person is completely surrounded by God.
那用新约的话来讲，就是在神里面。
And in using the New Testament terms, it's in God,
就是说在基督里。
In Christ, to be precise.
弟兄姊妹，你知道啊。
In verses we know this.
一提到在基督里的时候，我们常常会有一点点的错觉。
Whenever we mention about in Christ, we might have this little bit of misunderstanding.
看这一件事情，完全的来看，是一面是我们在神里面。因为我们是在基督里。
And when we look at this, on one hand, we are in Christ.
另一面呢，是基督也在我们里面。
On the other hand, Christ is also in us.
但是在我们的实际的学习和操练上来说呢。
But in our practical learning,
我们好像是多注意到基督在我里面。
We'll pay more attention to Christ in us.
而忽略了我在基督里面。
And neglect we in Christ.
其实这是一件事情的两面，你不能说这个重一点，那个轻一点。
But actually, it's just two sides of the same coin, and you cannot say one is more important than the other.
因为神在我们身上所显明一切的工作，都是为了神那永远的旨意。
Because all the works that God has manifested in us is for His eternal will.
但是这个永远的旨意。要完成呢，就绝对不是我们人所能效力的。
But in order for this eternal will to be fulfilled, it's not something that we man can do.
你要叫神的心意完全满足的话，你只有一个拣选。
In order for God's heart to be completely satisfied, there's only one choice.
就是你在基督里。
Which is you in Christ.
同时基督在你里。
At the same time, Christ is in you.
那弟兄姊妹们。你就注意到了，因为我这样提的这一件事情是牵连到另外一件事呢，是非常紧密的说明这一件事情的严肃和重要。
And I mentioned about this because this is very closely connected to another matter that is very important and serious.
因为你看到在这里，他说你们要歌颂神。要唱他唱新歌
because it says to praise the Lord and sing to him a new song.
弟兄姊妹们，这个唱新歌
versus this singing a new song.
什么叫做新歌？
What is a new song?
新歌是发表一件什么事情？
What is the new song expressing?
新歌不是说我是一个音乐家，我写了一些音乐，特别是最近写了一首一首歌，哦，这一首歌真的是破世界纪录的那样的美，那样的妙的。
And it's not like a musician that's recently written a new song, and this new song is world record breaking, so beautiful.
这里所说的新歌不是这样，就是有这样的表达，也不叫做新歌。
And but the new song that's referred here is not like that.
这个新歌是什么呢
？So what is this new song？
弟兄姊妹们，你就会留意到启示录里边所提到一件事和这里有呼应的。
And we can look at the book of Revelation. We'll see there's something mentioned there that is going according to in accordance to this here.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意启示录的十四章吧。
And brothers and sisters, take note of Revelation chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，头上又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的，好像弹琴的所弹的琴声，没有人能学哦，他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱一首歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And we just read from verse 1 to verse 3.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到了，问题就出在这里了。
And brothers, take note. This is where they come.
你们要当靠耶和华喜乐。
That sing for joy in the Lord.
啊，喜乐到一个地步，要把感谢赞美献给神。
And you joyous to a point that you give God thanksgiving praises.
这个感谢赞美就如同一个新歌。
This thanksgiving praises is like a new song.
特别的地点，启示录那里就指出了这一首新歌，除了在地上。买来那十四万四千人，没有人会唱。
And it's mentioned in the Revelation, it says, except for those 144,000 that are redeemed, and no one else can sing this new song.
为什么？
And why is that?
哦，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看到启示录十四章的时候
，When we read Revelation 14,
你看到那十四万四千人
，You see that 144,000 people.
明确是。在神眼中的那一批叫教会成长成熟的那一批的圣者。
And very clearly, this 144,000 people are the overcomers that causes the church to grow and mature.
而不是全体的基督徒。
It's not the, all the Christians.
是全体的基督徒里头的一部分。
It's a part of all the Christians.
这一部分在神的眼中看他们是得胜者。
And this group was esteemed as the overcomers in God's eyes.
因为他们在那一个时候向神的感谢和赞美，是说出了神和人中间最紧密的一个连接。
And the praises and thanksgiving they offered to God at that time tell of the very, very, very close relationship.
所以说这个是新歌。
The very close connection between God and man. So that's why we say it's a new song. No one else can sing except for them.
怎么会这样?
And why is it like this?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
原因就是在,
the reason.
如果从三十三篇来看,
and if we look at Psalm
33. 他们是靠耶和华欢乐。
They sing for joy in the Lord.
他们是支取耶和华所有的应许来成就神那永远的旨意。
And they have appropriated all the promises of God to fulfill the eternal will of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当神一提到这样一件事的时候
When God mentions this,
从文字上面你留意到这一批义人
From these words,
他们跟神的关系非常紧密。
From these words, we can see the relationship between these righteous ones and God is very close.
第二件事情就说出。
And the second thing is,
那为什么是他们？
Why is it is them?
全地的人，全地的属主的人，不只是四万四千。
Because all those who belong to the Lord in the world is not limited to 144,000.
但是怎么会是十四万四千？
But
他们能带出这样的结果。
And how is it this 144,000 can bring forth this result?
弟兄姊妹们，现在你看到了。
Mercy says, now you see.
因为他们活在神的旨意里，也活成神旨意的完成。
Because they live in God's will, and they live to the fulfillment of God's will.
那所以他们就会唱一首诗歌，是别人不会唱。
So that's why they can sing this song that cannot be learned by others.
因为别人没有那一种经历，我与神连接起来是怎么的一回事。
Because others do not know about this experience of being connected with God.
许多基督徒
，many Christians，
他们知道恩典
，they know about grace，
他们知道神给人得救的那一份
，they know about God saving people。
但是他们在夸胜，就是说在那里。宣扬表达基督的得胜这一点事上面跟不上。
But they are not able to follow on in terms of proclaiming the victory of Christ.
所以只有十四万四千人是有这样的条件。
So only the 144,000 have the condition.
啊，所以到那当神的荣耀显出来的时候，这一批人在那里唱新歌。
So when God's glory is manifested, this group of people are there to sing the new song.
你回过头来看是看三十三篇。
And when we go back to Psalm 33,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这里就说到，在历史上一直直到主回来，有一些人他们跟主。联合到一个很完整的地步。
It tells of in history, before the Lord returns, there's a group of people who has a very, very close connection with the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神不是仅仅给我们看到那个现象。
God does not just let us look at this phenomenon.
神是给我们看到这一个现象的原因在哪里。
But God lets us see the reason behind this phenomenon.
我现在说一件事情。是恭维一下 Fanny 的。
Now I'd like to say something to praise of Sister Fanny.
啊，也是在哪一个家里的人出病的时候。
And when someone is sick.
Fanny 做弹琴。
Oh, sorry. As a memorial service, a funeral of Sister Fanny playing the piano.
那次出病的事情完了以后，一个从外头来的。弟兄就跟我提起，他说：“你们今天弹琴的是谁呀、啊？”
And so after funeral was over, a brother asked me who's the one who's playing the piano today.
我告诉他这是谁是谁。
And I told him who it was.
哎，他说他真有意思。
And he said that it was
very good. 他不是只是把那个琴音弹出来。
She was not just playing the notes.
他说他把那个诗歌的那个感里面说。那个感觉 也弹得出来。
That she was playing, expressing the feeling in the song through the piano.
这对我们来说有很多人不知道是什么意思。
So a lot of us would not understand what it meant.
但是你懂得什么叫做里面的感觉的时候，你会懂。
But if you understand what is the feeling within, then you understand.
你弹琴的技巧，技巧很好。
And you could have very good techniques in playing the piano.
但在你的技巧里头带着那一份感情和感觉的发表，这个就是不太容易。
But by playing the piano, you can express the feelings and an emotion, and that's not something easy.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
所以当那个时候，在这里提到，到了那一天，在神面前许多的义人。他们会唱新歌。
So here it mentions on that day there are many righteous ones that can sing that new song.
但是问题在这里。
But that's an issue.
怎么是只可能是他会唱，怎么其他的人不能唱
？Why is it only they can sing it, but other people cannot?
你说我们唱诗，每个人都唱诗啊。
And you're saying we all know how this
begins. 但是这里说到那个新歌，就是说。 这个新歌除了他们那些人以外，别人唱不出来。
But here it says that except for them, others cannot sing this new song.
什么原因？
What does that mean?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
底下主的话，大卫当时的发表就是这样。
And what follows expressions of David's words?
你能唱出新歌来。
You can sing a new song.
因为你与神中间。 已经有了一个非常紧密的联合
Because there's a very close connection union between you and God
那这个与神很紧密的联合 是根据一个什么事实来呢
So what is this close union with God based on? We thank the Lord
是根据一个你对神的认识和经历
It's based on what you know about God and your experience in Him
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
因为你对神的那个认识和经历
And because of your knowledge and experience in God,
就把你带到一个地步, 能在神面前唱新歌,
it brings you to a point that you will be able to sing this new song.
但是具体的来说,
and to put more concretely,
什么原因叫你能这样唱新歌呢?
What is the reason that caused you to be able to sing this new song?
那弟兄姊妹, 你往下一看, 你就看到了。
And brothers and sisters, if you continue to read on, you will find out.
他说出原因来的,
he tells us the reason.
他不是只在那里说出 一些个情形
He did not just mention about the situation
那个具体的原因来的
But he truly tells us the concrete reason
什么原因呢?
What is the reason?
第一件事情
First thing
你知道神是谁
You need to know who God is
神是什么呢?
What is God?
神是创造者
He is the creator
那弟兄姊妹你注意到了
Brian sister take note
那话怎么说呢? 我点一点出来 弟兄姊妹你 马上就可以领会
I'll just point it out and brothers you will understand immediately
因为这位你看到他们说到他们唱新歌是巧妙声音洪亮
And it says a new song played skillfully with a shout of joy
为什么他们能做到这个地步呢
Why is it they can reach this point
上面就解释了
It's explained later
因为
Because
那弟兄姊妹你 留意，上文不是所做另外的一件事，上文是说出上文所说的那个现象是怎么出现。
And the words that follow is not talking about another thing, but is to explain what preceded it.
因为什么？
It says for.
耶和华的言语正直。
For the word of the Lord is right, upright.
凡他所说的都要诚实。
And all his work is done in faithfulness.
满了地上满了神的慈爱。
And the earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord.
为什么会有这样的事情呢？
Why is that these things happen?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
下文就说出来了。
What follows tell us?
诸天是 借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成，他聚集海水，如垒收藏生养在父皇，愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
And we just read from verse 6 to verse 9.
弟兄姊妹，这段话说出什么？
But this is what do these words tell us?
说出神是创造者。
They tell us that God is the creator.
那在创造的这个事情摆出来的时候, 你一定能发觉一个原因。
When creation is laid out, you will see this reason.
一切的被造之物不可能超越过创造者。
All the creation cannot surpass the creator.
这个是很表面的现象
And this is only on the surface
但是你往深处注意一下
But if you go deeper
为什么这位创造者他有那么大的权柄能力
Why is this creator has such great authority and power
这就是和我们前阵子所提到的我们常常说神是用话语来做工的神
And this is what we mentioned a lot in the past, that God is the God who works with his words.
他创造这一切,
he has created all these things.
他管理这一切,
he governs over all these things.
他不是用什么手段, 来做成的。
And it's not by any skills.
他是用他自己的言语来直接带出这一许许多多的事物。
But it's using his words to bring forth all these things directly.
因此你就看到了，他是一位创造者。
Then you will see that he is a creator.
啊，他显明他的一切的创造的事实和管理被造之物的事实，完全是根据他自己所说过的话。
So all his over all his creation and his governing of his over his creation is to manifest he is the creator.
为什么他的话有这样的权利呢
？And why is this his words has power？
一个很简单的问题。
Something very simple.
因为神的话语诚实。
Because his words is righteous.
他的话语一成了应许，放在被造之物的中间，他就成了能力。
When his words becomes promise among the creation, it has become authority.
整个宇宙里面各种各样的那种光景，为什么能维持的那么正常呢
？And how come all the conditions in the universe can be maintained in
such a normal state? 因为神的话语在那里有管理。
Because the words of God is there to govern.
那两句话很有意思。
These two verses are very
meaningful. 因为他说有就有。命立就立。
This verse, for he spoke and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast.
我们看创世纪第一二三章的时候，你非常看得清楚。
And we can see this very clearly in Genesis 1, 2, and 3.
神在那里说出了他要做什么。
And God was there to speak of what he was about to do.
结果你看到整个神在人中间所做的，都根据他提出那个定义。
Then you see all that God is to do among men is according to his original plan.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么因此大卫你这个意思你再往下读下去，你会读得更实际一点。
And if you continue to read on, you will read of more of this meaning.
但是神在这里指出一个属灵的秘密。
But here God points out a spiritual secret.
除了神以外
，apart from God，
没有任何的人事物可以说有就有，命立就立。
Apart from God, there's no one else, no people, matter, events can say, can speak, and it's done and can command and stands fast.
那么就引出一个非常重要的属灵的实际来。
And it brings out a very important spiritual reality.
上面的话接上去。
And the words that follows continues.
他们怎么说什么呢
？What do they say?
16节。
Verse 16.
君王不能因兵多得胜。勇士不能力大得救，靠马得救是枉然的，马也不能因力大救人。耶和华的眼目看不敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们脱离。
And we just read from verse 16 to 19.
下文我们不必读下去，脱离，脱离什么
？And in 19 it says to deliver, to deliver from what?
脱离一切不合乎神心意的事。
To deliver them from all that is not
after God's heart. 然后在这一面来说，神是按照他说过的话来做成他所要做的，在仰望等候他的人的中间。
And on the other hand, God will fulfill all that He would is to fulfill on those who wait for Him.
但是我想弟兄姊妹你留意了。
But brothers and sisters, I'd like to pay attention.
这几句话是谁说出来的
？Who's the one who speak of all these words?
是大卫说出来的。
It's spoken by David.
大卫怎么会说到这话呢
？But why would David speak of these words?
因为他是王。
Because he's a king.
他站在王的那个地位上，他懂得我能调动的力量有多大。
He's standing in the position of a king and understand how much power he has.
我有的武器和装备是怎么和那军队受了什么样的训练，所以我的军队除非不来，一来就得胜有余。
And he knows about how much armor he has and his army, what kind of training, so his armies are very strong and will always gain victory.
哦，大卫看到，完全不是这回事。
But actually, David knows that's not the case.
人可以夸耀自己所有的。
That man can boast of what he has.
但是人的所有不能成就要成就的事。
But what man has cannot fulfill what is to be fulfilled.
如果你跟我现在说这个话没有意思。
But if you're saying this to me, that's meaningless.
但是如果你是现代的那个政治的人物，最高的政治的人物，你说这些话，你是有值得可夸口的地方。
But if you were the person who had the most political power, then your words would mean something.
但是一摆到神的面前来的时候，
But when it's placed before God,
这一切都失去作用。
All these things would lose its
function. 我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
你看到大卫对付哥利亚的事是怎么对付？
And you can tell from how David dealt with Goliath.
用在这句话的发表上应该很清楚。
And using these words, they are very clear.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神给仰望等候他的人说出这样的话来，让他们知道他们能在神的面前被带到一个那么得胜的地步。
And for those who wait for God, God told them that the reason they can be brought to this victorious place
不是因为他们本身有什么，
It's not because they have anything,
乃是因为他所依靠的是耶和华。
But it's because they trust in God.
人本身觉得自己有什么，
When man thinks that he has something,
不管你有多厉害，
no matter how great you are,
那个原则就是靠自己。
But the principle that is you trust in yourself.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神让大卫经过许许多多的事情，他能从脱离自己而紧紧靠着主，就有了学习。
So God let David go through all these things so he can depart from himself and then to rely solely on God.
我们看大卫的事，起初你知道他要靠耶和华，但是他不是真实的活到这个光景里。
And looking at David, we know that in the beginning he knew to trust in God, but he wasn't actually living in the reality of trusting in God.
但是杀了哥利亚以后，
After he killed Goliath,
他不是跟着又发生一件事吗？
Didn't something else happen to him?
他那个时候大卫扫罗追赶他。
At that time, Saul was after him.
他就在当地的一个有钱人去请他供应他们的粮食。
And then he went to a wealthy person to ask for provision.
那个财主说了一些话，大卫一听就关火了。
And the wealthy person spoke some words and that made David very mad.
关火起来的时候，马上就派人说杀了他。
And because he was so mad, he wanted to send people to kill that person.
弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters.
你看大卫是依靠神吗？
And do you think David was trusting in God?
大卫起初的是知道依靠神，但是不一定依靠神。
In the beginning, David knew to trust in God, but he was not necessarily trusting in God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
长久的在神面前走过来。
And after living before God for a long time.
大卫现在看清楚一件事。
Now David was very clear on one thing.
君王不能兵多得胜。
That the king cannot gain victory by a mighty army.
勇士不能因力大得救。
And a warrior is not delivered by great strength.
靠马得救是枉然的。
A horse is a false hope.
马也不能因力大救人。
Nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength.
所以就引出。
So that's why it brings forth.
最末了的一句话说：耶和华呀，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
And the last verse.O Lord, according as we have hoped for you, let your loving kindness be upon us.
如果我们从生命的成长这一方面来看，
If you look at it from the aspect of growth of life,
大卫是长进了很多了。
That David has made a lot of gains.
但是前面还有路走。
But he still had his path ahead of him.
我们继续以后继续看他怎么在属灵的路上上上乐乐，但是感谢主，这个上上乐乐到了有一天只上不下乐。
And later we'll continue to read about his spiritual growth, his ups and downs. And we thank the Lord at the end, it's all ups and no downs.
起初的时候上上乐乐，为什么？
In the beginning, what is the reason behind
all
his ups and downs?
因为知道靠主，但是实际上还是靠自己。
Because he knew to trust in God, but actually he was trusting in himself.
慢慢经历过来了。
And then gradually he had these experiences.And then he knew.
只能靠神。
He can only trust in God.
只有他能叫我们活在神的喜悦里。
It's only him can cause us to live in the pleasure of God.
靠己的路不能走。
That we cannot walk on this path of trusting in ourselves.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
给我们留意到，从旧约到新约，神一直叫我们看见，学习看神。不靠己。
And from the Old Testament to New Testament, God continues to let us see to learn to only look at God and not ourselves.
但是人要走完这条路呢？
But in order for man to finish this way,
是有许多实际的经历来破碎我们。
There are many practical examples to break us down.
而把我们带到神所要的地步。
In order to bring us to where God wants us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们同有的祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在人的愚昧的里边，常常不会按照你的心意来跟随。
In man's foolishness, many times we would not follow you according to your will.
我们太容易给地上的人事物来影响我们对你的依靠。
And we can easily be influenced by the people, events, and matters, and not trust in you.
但愿主给我们灵里面不住的有更新。
The Lord, we ask that you continue to renew us.
叫我们的属灵的生命在你面前会往上升，而不致时刻的下乐。
So that our spiritual growth before you can continue to go upward and but not to go downward all the time.
敬拜赞美都要归给你。
Worship and praises be to you.
因为你实在是我们的拯救。
Because you're truly our salvation.
是我们山寨。
You're our fortress.
又是我们。的磐石
and also our rock.
我们敬拜你
we worship you.
主按照你自己的信实领我们继续往前走
Lord, according to your faithfulness, continue to guide us the path ahead.
像你当日领着大卫怎么的往前走一样
Just like in the past that you have guided David.
把我们带到一个地步满足你的心意也满了你各样的恩惠在我们的身上
and to bring us to a point that would satisfy your heart and also have your abundant grace upon us
我们感谢主
we thank our Lord
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name Amen,
Amen.